Good evening. This is KGBM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And this is the meditation, the self-realization show. I'm always waiting for you to kick that in.
Well, I don't.
Oh, but you
So.
got an affirmation to read before we get started on another gratitude interviews and meditation and some processing possibly.
So I'm Marion,
And I'm Jim.
and we're going to get started with a gratitude affirmation before we do our gratitude to our sustainer, Mother Earth. Travails and difficulties are like rough waters. Nope. Travails and difficulties are like rough winter. If you appreciate them and master them, you will come out stronger for having passed through them, and you will appreciate the summer a little more. I can relate to that right now. All our winter snows.
Winter hasn't even started yet.
And before we do start the challenge today,
December 21st.
right, we're still in fall.
Not here, though.
Yeah. So before we do get started, I just wanted to mention that we aren't only doing the gratitude challenge for ourselves. It does give us the opportunity to go inward and see our truth about being gratitude for each of these relationships in our world, in our lives. But we're also doing it because the more we find out within ourselves and bring forth our truth, the more that affects the collective consciousness. So it's a much bigger picture and a much bigger offering that we give to our relationships and today to planet Earth. So we're going to get started with our meditation. It will be Krishnaji doing this meditation and a little bit of a teaching about Mother Earth. Where did it go?
Yeah, I think we hit the wrong thing.
So we could take a couple minutes to do some deep breathing. And if you are able to, and you're not driving, you could close your eyes and take some conscious breaths and take a deep inhale. And as you exhale, feel your facial muscles relax. And feel your jaw relax. And now your shoulders. And take another deep breath and breathe into your heart. And if your mind wanders, just bring it back to your breath. And continue to keep breathing deep and slow. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And we are going to get started with our video. Can you see the video?
Namaste. Welcome to the ninth day of the gratitude challenge. In Sanskrit, Mother Earth is called Dharani. Dharani means she who holds you or bears you. Our life and existence is intricately connected with Mother Earth. She is our sustainer and nurturer. Our existence and well-being depends on her well-being. Mother Earth is all the rivers, the oceans, the deserts, the mountains, the valleys, the forests, animals, and millions of living beings. If the earth's oceans and forests stop breathing, our breath will stop. If Mother Earth does not yield food, millions of us would starve. If our rivers do not swell, we will all be parched. Have you ever paused to think about the tree outside your window? Her exhalation is your inhalation. Simply open your heart with gratitude, and you will know what you can do for Mother Earth, who is doing so much for you. So let us move into the Earth meditation then. Sit cross-legged, preferably on a meditation cushion or a mat. If you're not able to, then sit on a chair with your spine erect and shoulders down, wide and relaxed. Hold your palms in the Anjali Mudra at your heart. Inhaling, bend forward from your spine as far as you can, taking your hands in front of you in Anjali Mudra itself. Chanting Yang, come back to seated position with your hands at the center of your chest. Inhaling, bend forward from your spine.
Yang.
You may close your eyes now. Inhaling, bend forward.
Yang.
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 Inhaling, bend forward.
Young.
Relax and breathe normally. Rest your palms on your thighs. Now connect to Mother Earth. Now think of how Mother Earth is your sustainer and nurturer. She is a part of your very existence. From the air you breathe, to the food you eat, the water you drink, to your very existence, she has been patiently, uncomplainingly bearing you in her womb. Like a mother. Feel her. Speak to Mother Earth in your heart and thank her for being such a kind and a patient mother.
धन्योऽस्मि धरणि.
Feel your heart's energy field expand and connect to the infinite field of divine intelligence all around you. Ask the Divine to bless Mother Earth, that she and all living beings be well. Embrace Mother Earth with deep feeling and wish for her well-being and make an intention to protect her and serve her. You may open your eyes now. Take the time today to express your gratitude to Mother Earth by planting a tree or tending to a tree that may need your care, and by changing a habit that may be polluting the earth. Spread this awareness of gratitude towards the earth among your friends. With this, you have completed your 9th day's gratitude challenge. Remember to share your realizations with your friends on the group and read other people's shares too. Namaste.
We almost got to do it the second time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I certainly enjoyed connecting to Mother Earth. I always do. And so I'm wondering if anyone has anyone they'd like to share. And you will have to unmute. So I did want to let the listeners on our program know that we have guests today. We have Janet Sharpless and Simeon Irwin, Rhonda Alexander, and Joyce Johnson. And of course, myself and Jim. So we're going to share some of our insights or experience in the meditation Would anyone care to start?
I have a question before we get started.
Yeah.
When we do the yang there and for the heart, what does that mean?
The word yang?
Yeah. What are we doing there?
That's the seed sound in Sanskrit. That activates the heart chakra. So that's as much as I can explain. That's as much as I know. That's anybody a, else know anything else?
No, that's
no. Just, that's a good
exactly.
Yes. And you use the word seed, so it's sort of planting something in the earth.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
our hearts. And
truly,
nice connection.
Okay, so. Anybody have anything that they'd like to share from the meditation?
Well, I like the idea that we're going to be planting a tree this year. I have one that I got last year that didn't make it, but my tree man is here swinging.
Great.
But, that's for my lovers and my trees. And
yeah.
My garden. I've got the garden. Trees.
I'll share.
Okay.
The very first thing that happened was there was these big, beautiful oak trees, and kind of like, this was kind of like a Disney movie. And, the oak tree started swaying and swirling and seeing, and their roots stayed in one place, but the rest of their being was swaying and moving and dancing and, then kind of like a maypole, they picked me up and I started hanging onto their branches and doing that with them. And it was just kind of cool. And then I asked, well, would anybody else like to join us? And pretty soon the birds started coming and the animals started coming. And it was for me, it was just like one of Disney's animation movies, like Bambi or one of those movies. So it's kind of fun to participate in that. When he was talking about the trees, well, I don't know, maybe I don't, it doesn't matter. I don't remember if he was talking about it or I thought it. Anyway, I have this incredible tree right off my balcony and I just love it. And I've watched it as the seasons change. And one of the things I've learned that we have here in Prescott is a lot of hawks. Mm-hmm. And at least three times now, I've had a red-tailed hawk come and just land in the tree right outside my, I mean, it's probably 20 feet from my balcony at the most. And it's been so incredible just watching the hawk and seeing how long, I don't know if it's a male or female, how long it stays. And then it hangs out a couple of other places here. And so again, in Native American, hawk is the messenger to spirit, for spirit, to and from spirit. And so I always get reminded of how important Mother Earth is to me in connecting with that energy, particularly when the hawk shows up. So it's pretty cool.
What a sweet visitor you get. And the message as well. That's beautiful, Rhonda. Thank you. And thank you, Janet, for sharing about your new tree going in. I guess you'll have to give it love until Simeon plants it.
Yes, well, I don't have it yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to change my way, but I haven't yet made it.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, that reminded me of, Rhonda, you reminded me of mine. And one of the images that came up was the image that Joyce shared about the trees when she looks up outside of her house forming, you know, all the branches are all around it, but then in the sky, you see it's shaped like a heart around all the branches of the trees. And that, so that came to me during the meditation, and also many moments of gifts that Mother Earth has given me throughout my lifetime. And one was I was on the beach over here at the Yellowstone River with a friend, and the sun was warm and hot, so we had our eyes closed laying on the beach. And then all of a sudden we opened our eyes and a cloud was literally in the shape of a heart. It felt so divine to, and such a gift to receive love in that way. Just very much like how Joyce feels when she looks up and sees the sky forming a heart through the trees. And then I also remembered a teaching that we had when I was in India. And it was in relationship to Mother Earth, and it was the teaching was around that the Earth and everything in it is watching you. It's constantly watching you, like your hawk watches you, maybe, and your tree, Rhonda. And so, you know how they have those trees with eyeballs and a smile on it? Some people will post or put that on a tree, you know, those little indentations. And yet, when I hug a tree, I can feel the strength in it. And it today in the meditation, I felt that strength, and I felt with the sound of the ocean in the background, I felt the washing of the water, and how we have the opportunity to shower, bathe every day, and be cleansed by Mother Earth. And then just planting and one time watering my garden with a watering can and watching a little radish sprout pop out of the ground. To see the little growth of it, it just brought me into bliss. My body could feel the excitement of, oh my gosh, the miracle of life. And it's all around us. And so I got pretty blissed out on this meditation. And I felt deep compassion because I know what we've done to Mother Earth, and myself included, you know, the ways that I've abused her in my unawareness. So I'm grateful that we're waking up. Eternally grateful.
Well, I just had a memory of a former client of mine in California. Whenever she traveled, in earlier years, she did a fair amount. And she always would bring heart-shaped rocks back from all around the world. And it just sort of... I'm not sure what it did, just that the love is all around us.
Yeah.
And then looking out the kitchen window when I was doing dishes the other morning, and there's a deer pawing at the snow to get to some grass. And, you know, just, it's all there. You just need to be aware of it and enjoy it.
Truly. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple heart rocks around here.
Oh, yeah. We
heart see them on our hikes so often. Mm-hmm. Bigger ones than we could even possibly bring home.
Well, I could share. I mean, what happened to me is kind of strange. When Krishna G talked about the ground, all of a sudden I'm doing this electrical project and I realized, oh, before I hook it all up, I need a grounding wire to ground the power from the house to the ground. And so then my thoughts were all about that. Oh, I don't want to go into town. Who can I call? And blah, blah, blah. But then it reminded me how much the earth gives to us. Even in the sense of doing a project like that, we need it to be grounded. The earth grounds us. And it made me think about the Native Americans. They didn't put themselves above the animal kingdom. And what they did is observe the animal kingdom and learned how to feed themselves that way. They watched what they ate in the animal kingdom and then tried it out and see if it worked for them. They learned how to, you know, build, etc., by observing the animal kingdom. And the earth was, Mother Earth was, well, they revered Mother Earth, of course. And And so that was huge. So after the meditation, Rhonda, your hawk story reminded me of something that coincides with protection. And I was golfing one time, and there was a hawk up in a big, large evergreen fir tree. And it was squawking as I walked by on this one hole I was playing. And then I came back around on the next hole, and I was a lot closer to the tree. And the next thing I know, this hawk was circling me. And then it started coming at me. And long story short, afterwards, what I discovered, it was because I talked to somebody at the clubhouse, and that hawk had a nest in that tree. So, of course, it was protecting its family. And so, you know, that's pretty much my share. Now we need to protect the earth, all the animals, and you know, humans need to protect their offspring, and we need the, and you know, that's about it. And I love the tree stories, yeah, because the trees are so interconnected. They form their own communities, and they talk to each other through the root systems. And just amazing how that is when you think about it.
Okay, anyone else want to share? No, we can't hear you, Joyce.
You're not muted.
You're not muted, so. Do you have a little microphone on your screen that you can press? Or maybe if you're on a computer, you can just push down the space bar and talk. No. They can't hear you.
Maybe she's going to write what she wants to say.
Oh, wow. There we go. She figured out she has to have a headset on and have her mic that's attached to the headset. The learnings of working on Zoom technology, we're all Yeah. And so as much as technology is a blessing for us.
Well, think about nature, you know, they got Zoom too. It's right in front of their face, right?
It zooms into us.
Okay, now you need to unmute.
Now can you put down your space bar?
You got to unmute yourself.
Ah, now can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay, I've got my space bar down. What does that mean?
That means we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Am I clear or am I scratchy and jumbly?
No, you're perfect. Good. You're good.
Okay, I took notes. Young, earthy, you know, think of the native dancers, the pounding of their feet. I belong here. Earth is mine. You know that? I go to powwows, I get tears in my eyes because it is such a powerful, wonderful claiming of the earth, you know, and I love to watch them. So I agree with you regarding yang. I think of myself when I'm too yin, you know, kind of flighty and talking too much, calm very frequently. Seawater. I was born and raised as much as possible floated in the sea. You know, mom took us all, dumped all the kids in the station wagon and the dog and Fritos and PBJ and Kool-Aid. And we'd spend all day there, but I would be in the water the whole time because the water is young, very alkaline, very healing, very full of life. And it really energizes you and salt, you know. Anyway, that's my upbringing. So that's what I was thinking.
Whoops, you got to put Space. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Okay. What I really liked was that new thought to me when he said that we are like in the womb. Mother, the earth is carrying us, or what was the other word she used? Anyway, but we're in the womb of the mother, and that's just a real powerful meditative thought, isn't it?
Beautiful, yes.
Not only are we of her, and you know, but to be, I love that thought. And it really makes you, it stimulates you to see her as a mother. And so anyway, I enjoyed that. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you heard me. Now I know what to do.
Good.
Well, but I'm glad you brought up that point, because when you think about gratitude, Mother Earth gives so much to us. And what's our gratitude back to it? It's to sustain it.
Yeah. Right?
Keep it going. Reclaim, you know, land that has been mutilated, etc., or it doesn't grow things. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help but think of my growing up in a real estate where we had horses and we had a huge pasture, and my sister and I would go get them every morning. And it was so beautiful, the scenes that we would see and the birds, and the redwing blackbirds and all of the birds.
Can you speak up a little bit, Jane?
Well, my voice isn't too good today.
Okay.
I can. And I just feel the gratitude of being, growing up, like Joyce is saying, in a place where you can really connect with part of nature that is so much a part of me that I moved out here. My family says, you should be living in town. But I don't want to. I love living out here where you have the beauty of Paradise Valley, particularly. And and then the things that you can grow on your property and other people's properties. And we are blessed.
Yes,
we are.
And I bless the earth. And that's good to remind them, make a special prayer for the earth. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up, too, about the past, the way out from the city of Chicago. And I was real fortunate that every summer my dad was a teacher. So in the summertime, we'd take off for Wisconsin or Arkansas, just go camping for a month or so. And it was amazing, you know, all the stuff that he introduced us. We learned how to swim in a river and how to sit in the rocks and let the water just crash over us in the rapids and stuff like that. It was fantastic. So growing up, that got me really into being out in nature all the time as much as possible. And when we moved out of Chicago, the first place we lived was 8,000 feet in Colorado and off grid, just doing it was pretty rustic.
A hippie life.
When my folks came out to visit, they bring their camp gear in the tent and they just had a ball. And my dad was always like, oh, this is so great. You guys did the right thing and blah, blah, blah. It was nothing about work. It was always about enjoying nature, because we used to see all his old folded grass when he was also raised in Chicago, and him and his buddies would hitchhike out to Wisconsin Dells or whatever, and you'd see him with, you know, fish on the line and camping out underneath an alcove. And so all his old pictures really had an effect on me and connecting with nature. So I'm glad you told that story,
both
Joyce and Janet. Yeah.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, unless anybody else wants to pop in with anything else that has arisen.
Well, it just brought up a memory for me of when I was 9 going on 10 and we moved back to Palo Alto in California, and my dad would find these obscure roads going over from the Santa Clara Valley over to the coast. Which, it was great being on the coast, but my stomach doesn't like hairpin turns and all that. But the rest of it, spending the day at the beach, I mean, it was just, even that sea air, you thought you were maybe all cleaned out and that air would just open up your sinuses like nobody's business. And
yeah.
Anyway, just all these places that back in those days, they weren't so crowded. No. Just wonderful. especially tide pools and all that.
Yeah, and not quite so polluted. And so we get to hold the vision for our planet Earth being cleaned up and people waking up to take better care. So we have a celebratory song playing. Yeah, please.
Well, I was just going to say, I know you always have a celebratory song, and we might be on the same wave, but I was wondering if you might want to do a Native American Indian chant.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
that'd be nice.
We'll tune into that.
We could do both, I mean.
Yeah, sure. If everybody is up for it.
Well, we might have lost our song anyway.
I knew perfect. That.
I watched it disappear on the screen when we were figuring perfect, out the Rhonda. Zoom meeting here. So I'm glad you're chipping in here, Rhonda.
Well, this is, I know Marian and James are familiar with this. I don't know about anybody else, but it is a chant, and it's about honoring Mother Earth, and it's about connecting with Mother Earth. So it's pretty simple. So it's Mother, I feel you under my feet.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and lead it and just jump in.
Okay.
Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I feel your heartbeat. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, 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 oh. Mother, I feel you under my feet. Mother, I feel your heartbeat. Hey, 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 oh. Hey, 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 oh. Hear the rattles and the drums there at the end?
Yeah. I've got mine right over there.
I almost asked you to pull it out, but I forgot.
Okay, well.
That's one of my favorite Native American chants for connecting with Mother Earth, and I just always feel so much joy. And of course, it's even more fun when you bring out the drums and the rattles, and you know, and you're able to get up physically and move around and really feel your feet connecting with the earth, and particularly barefoot.
I just found a book in our book. Then go ahead, you could play that in the background. It's got her buffalo drum out.
Yeah,
and it's the powwows, local powwows here in Montana that the Crow Agency puts on. And boy, it's a beautiful book. I dipped into it. I did it one time a long time ago, and I just found it again. And you know, that it's like you said, barefoot in the ground, and all the regalia of the Indian wear and the headdress, and just gorgeous. I can see why it brings, when you do something like that, Joyce, you mentioned, it brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah, it does.
The other song that came to, go ahead, Rhonda, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, a few weeks ago at the Spiritual Center, we had a Native American medicine man from Grand Canyon come and talk to us and share a lot of the Native ways of thinking and looking at life. And he was in his full medicine man regalia, and it was just so incredible. Mm-hmm. And he started by they asked us to bring our drums and rattles, and he started by having us do the drumming and the rattles to call in all the energy from Mother Earth and to integrate it into our body, so we all became one before he actually moved into the full ceremony. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty
how cool. Beautiful. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I
wonder how many of us have connected with the Native American strongly. I have, and I've gone to their, not only their powwows, but their sweat lodges quite a bit. It's
powerful.
It taught us so much. And I'm so glad we're finally integrating them into more.
And honoring what they've given us.
They were the most spiritual people of anybody, I think.
Yeah.
Because they really feel the vibrations, as you say.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And just one more real quick. Sorry, you're triggering all kinds of stuff for me, but I've always done a lot of work with the animal medicine cards. And somehow in my move here, I lost my book. It just went somewhere. I guess somebody needed it more than me. So I just ordered a new one this morning, James. So like you just found your book. I just ordered a new old friend of mine to be delivered shortly, which is the animal medicine book.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What was the book that's missing with the cards?
That's the one.
Oh, the animal medicine book?
The cards made it, but the book didn't.
The book didn't. Oh, okay. So,
you know, who knows? I mean, I, you know, gave away so many books that I probably just gave it away and didn't realize it. That's why I said somebody else probably needed it more than I did at that point. And that's okay.
Jim's thinking it might be your book that he was reading. Because we did go through the books that you had boxed up.
Oh, well, that could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does this one look familiar?
Oh, that's one of them, but that's not. Yeah, that was my
because
book.
This one has cards. I don't have cards.
Right.
But I think this one you gave away one time.
Yeah. I had a bunch of them with cards. So.
Okay.
But that's not the one I was thinking of, but that's a really good one.
It is. It's great.
So we did find the music that we had planned to share. And here it comes.
Go ahead, click it.
Let me get the picture bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, don't we have to share it like this so they can see it? And there we have it.
Yeah. I've never heard that one by John Denver.
Oh, really?
It's a new one. Yeah.
It's an old Beatles song.
And then we found, and we liked John Denver singing it better. So that's the one we played today.
Yeah. No, very nice.
That was John Denver. Okay. Well, thank you all for joining us. It's been a fun morning with Mother Earth and each of you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Are we going to do another one more?
That was going to be my question.
Universal intelligence, being grateful for universal intelligence.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Well, for all of us that's listening, it'll be next Thursday.
It'll be next Thursday for our listeners on the radio program.
Oh, did you?
Oh, okay.